who should you get feedback from as a creative? When you're somebody who creates things, whether you're a writer, a musician, even if you run a business or you're just trying to live your life, I have always had this issue with feedback. And I thought that in today's episode, I'll share my own personal issues with feedback. And then a couple of things that I've learned along the years as I've been writing, creating, putting my work online. Because if you've ever made anything on the internet, you know that somebody is going to come there and say something. Somebody's going to give an opinion. Somebody's going to say whether they liked it or whether they didn't like it. And usually there's a way you feel about those things. You might either really enjoy, you know, getting feedback, especially the positive feedback, or you might have a very hard time dealing with the negative feedback. In fact, you might have such a negative time with it that you might just end up not creating at all. So in today's episode, we'll talk about that a little bit. It's the reason why I want to talk about this episode. Shout out to my friend, Monsieur N, who just gave me feedback on an article. So what happened was I sent my article. The title of the article is How to Use Envy to Build Skills. And I actually sent this article to the Postgraduate Survival Guide, and the publishers, the editors rejected it. Like, I knew there was a problem with the article. I was hoping to get some feedback. But unfortunately, the editors did not give me any feedback. They just basically said, we're going to pass on this one. So I asked if they could give me feedback. They didn't say anything. And I'd sent the article before. Actually, not before. When I got that feedback, I sent the article to N. Detroit, that's his name. He's very anonymous. I prefer to not use his name. I sent the article to N, hoping to get some feedback. And N, if you are listening to this, you did not give me feedback in time. So I'm blasting you now on the internet for being a good friend who makes terrible decisions. But anyway, just moments earlier, he did give me feedback and gave me feedback on the story, told me about the structure, telling me about the parts that he liked, the parts that he didn't like, and what he thought about it. And I sat down like, man, if you had given me this feedback before, I could have improved the story. I could have actually used this feedback to get things clear. So my personal history and, you know, inclinations with feedback is that I don't really enjoy it. And to back it up into my overall life, my wife would tell you that I'm very sensitive. It's something that I never wanted to believe. I was in denial until, I would say, I got married and I had to deal with feedback on a regular basis, whether you want it or not. Once you're in a relationship with somebody, you're always dealing with feedback. You're either maybe not listening or not paying attention to certain things, or, you know, repeating the same mistake. So let's even just start by defining what feedback is. I did journalism back at the University of Boya, and anything that was feedback, feedback was basically what you got. So when you had a sender, a receiver, you had noise, anything that you got back from the receiver was feedback. For example, if the room is noisy and you say something to somebody and the person's not able to hear, that silence is feedback. And that feedback means basically your message hasn't gone through. The silence could also be feedback, meaning, you know, yes or no. So feedback depends on the message you're sending. That's what we're going to go with for the basic explanation of feedback, you know, generally speaking. So I know the podcast is supposed to be about creatives and feedback on their work, but I'll start, you know, broad aspect and then boil in now to what, you know, feedback and how I ended up with Monsieur N talking about the structure of my article and what that taught me about feedback as a creative. I was never good with feedback. Like, honestly, even now, I'm not still that good, but I've learned a couple of things that I'm going to share with you today. So I did a short outline. And if you're listening to this, you know that this is episode 4 of the daily podcast, the 100-day podcast. The goal is to make 100 podcasts in order to clear my podcast veins, to put in new blood and just practice public speaking. For the past 3 days, I've been making a podcast every single day. And the reason why you're able to hear my voice this loud right now is because I'm finally by myself. I had a doctor's appointment this morning and my wife had to work early. So in the morning, I usually whisper because she's sleeping. But now she's not here, so I'm able to talk the way I want to talk, which I actually really like. This is really great. So we've had a definition of feedback. You know, anything you get back from whatever you do. You say something, somebody answers back. You look at someone, the person looks at you weird. That's feedback. Now, when it comes to the creative world, particularly when you make things online, feedback is a form of comments, in the form of shares, is a form of somebody liking your article, somebody saying they don't like the article. And like we said earlier, feedback can either be positive or negative. And I think we need to pay attention here to positive feedback and negative feedback are really relative. So somebody can come and tell you, I hate this article. This article sucks. You're such a terrible person. How could you say this kind of thing? And you might read the comment on somebody's article and say, wow, that's such an evil person saying that. I guess the person who wrote this article is feeling really bad right now. But you might have no idea that's what the person wanted. So that's something that I want to point out in this particular episode of feedback, is that feedback depends on your goal. If you really know what you're looking for, if you really know where you're headed, if you're a writer and your goal is to improve your writing, your goal is to, you know, build better characters, your goal is to have better dialogue. If you're a musician, you want to have better beats, you want to have better melody. Feedback can either be positive or can actually always be positive if you know what you're looking for. It's something that I've had to learn recently because I am trying to improve my skill, both as a podcaster, as a writer, basically as a creator. I want to be able to create a lot. And I keep getting feedback from people, even when I want to or not. For example, when I post a story on Medium, I've been created like, what, 5 times since this month started. This is the 4th, and I've published at least 5 stories, and only one of those stories have not been created. For me, that is feedback that shows that the curators of Medium actually enjoy my stories. However, on the flip side, even though these stories have been curated, a few stories have had more comments than others. A few stories have had more comments that match the goal I was using when I was writing the story. So eventually, even if you get somebody saying, hey man, I like your story, I really enjoy your story, you know what you're looking for in the feedback. Like you, the creator. Sorry, that was loud. The creator, you know exactly what you're looking for. So if you don't have a goal when going to get feedback, then you actually fail the whole process of getting feedback, because feedback is supposed to be used to improve. If your spouse, your girlfriend, your dad, your mom says, hey, listen, I don't like your attitude about this particular thing, I don't like the way you do this thing, that could be positive feedback if your goal is to have a better relationship with this person. But I think the reason why we get defensive first is because ego, like all of us have ego, want to think that we know. But when you're able to get past that ego, when you realize that ego is the enemy, hashtag Ryan Holiday, when you realize that ego is the enemy, you can put your ego aside and actually learn from that. And if you're in a constant state of learning, of improving, of knowing that, you know what, I just started, you know, the podcast today, I just started my Medium blog, I just started my YouTube channel, I don't know what I don't know. I'm not that skilled. I'm not that, you know, interesting. I have to learn. When you're in the mind frame of always learning, then it gets very difficult for somebody to give you feedback that is not useful to you. And that's what I figured out over time by being so sensitive and hating people. And the second part of this, you know, this was supposed to be the second part, but now that I talked about it, I realized that the first part is actually knowing what you're getting feedback for. Because if you're writing on your blog and you don't want any feedback, you don't have to put comments, you don't need to care about anybody saying anything. Now, if you need to get feedback, you need to know why you're getting the feedback. So why you get the feedback is actually more important than feedback overall. And the second part, after you figure out why, the second part, which is the reason I talked about an N, is who are you going to get the feedback from? Those two questions, why and who, for me, are very critical when getting feedback as a creative. Because if you are, say, for example, you're writing a poem, and then you want to gauge if you're able to keep somebody's attention on the poem, I don't know how to pronounce the word poem. If you're able to get the kind of feedback that says, hey, listen, your spelling here was bad, this particular rhyme was weird, but I was able to state it at the very end. In that particular sentence, there's feedback that is like saying, maybe you need to work on your, you know, spelling, you need to work on your rhyming. But if you were going in knowing that you wanted to see, can I keep somebody's attention from beginning to end, then you've succeeded, right? If you know why, what kind of feedback you're looking for, then you've succeeded. So the part that I really want to talk about now is who you get feedback from is as important as the feedback that you get. You put your article on the internet, you put your podcast on the internet, people are going to say or not say. Like, for example, for me, for the past 3 episodes, people haven't really commented, apart from Leslie, who actually sent me a message on WhatsApp. Now, knowing fully well that my goal with this podcast is just to get to 100, then the feedback that I'm not getting anybody's comments doesn't affect me as much. It still hurts. Like, I trust me, if you can comment right now, please do. It still hurts. However, I know that my goal is to see how I can stick to this to the 100th day. And this is just the 4th day. So I have a long way to go before I can be like, okay, I have succeeded in my goal. I've been able to build a system. I've been able to connect and create the way I wanted to say it, to create. So why you want to have feedback? Make sure you know what you're doing. Like, what is your goal? Are you trying to understand how to be better, to be more articulate? Are you trying to understand how to build a character? Are you trying to build better dialogue? Are you trying to review a book? Like now, for example, I'm trying to write a lot of book reviews, which means that when I start putting out those content, since Medium is already curating my stories and books, I'm like, okay, I think I'm getting an idea of how to write about books, trying to include my personal experience, lessons that I learned, quotes from the book and things like that. I also got a comment on one of my articles, the one says, everybody's a stranger, where I actually talked about talking to strangers. And if you listen to the previous episode, I actually mentioned that I wrote that article there. And somebody actually said, hey, I would like to read this book now. Thank you for the review. For me, that is feedback showing I'm able to actually write and get somebody to want to read the book without spoiling the book, which is something that's very important for me, because as a writer and as a reader, I hate spoilers. A lot of the reason why I don't read some book reviews is that people come and spoil the book, and when I read it, there's almost no point. So that is feedback for me. So who you choose to get feedback from is important. You can't treat every single feedback equally. That is not true. Not everybody in your life can tell you how to improve your life and you listen. Some people's opinions are heavier than other people's opinions. If you are, say, you're going to school, right? Actually, that's not even a good example. You're working at a job that you hate and you're doing it for your family. You really want to, you know, take care of your family. The salary is important and everything. Now, what happens is you hate this job and it's affecting your mental health to the point where you're just being a shitty person at home. It could be that your friends like you around in the office. It could be that you're able to send money to your parents. But if your wife or your husband says, listen, this job is clearly not good for you, I think you should quit. That is feedback from your behavior. So everybody around you might be thinking that you're having a good life, thinking that you're actually doing well and keeping straight and everything is great. But the one person who actually affects your life because of your attitude is your spouse or your partner. And that particular feedback is more important than every other person's feedback. So you can either at that point decide, okay, I'm going to change my attitude, I'm going to find a different job, I'm going to quit. Like, you don't get options because you have feedback. So coming back to being a creative and getting feedback, you shouldn't just send your articles to everybody and expect them to give you feedback. You need to know who you're picking for. Something happened recently when I wrote an article that is, you know, linked to what is going on right now with racism and the protests and everything. And it was a very personal article. I wrote a lot about my wife in it because my wife has had experience as a black immigrant medical student in the US. Like, she's had stories for days, man. Very, very painful story. So I wrote about this piece and it was very personal. The first person I wanted to get feedback from was my wife because I was writing about her. So there were things inside there that were not coherent. And when she read it, when she was pointing it out, I did not feel bad. I mean, I felt bad a little bit because she's my wife. She knows how to get to me. But I knew that was what I was looking for. Like, I've written parts of this story. I've said things that you've told me. I don't know if they're actually consistent. Can you look there and tell me what is wrong or what is not true? And she did show me those things. And I sent it to other people who are actually immigrants, black people like me, moved from different countries, who came to the US and who could get feedback. I also sent it to my brother. So when I want to get feedback on particular stories, I send to people that I know have knowledge or understanding of the context of whatever it is I'm writing. So all this to say that when somebody comes to your article online or your video and then just writes there like, I hate you or you're ugly or this sucks, you need to consider the context. Like, is this person the kind of person who will give me feedback that is useful to grow? You go back to your why, like, you know, why you're creating the content. Is this the kind of person that I should be listening to in order to improve my craft? And if it's not, don't bother. Just don't bother about it. Like, just forget it. I know it sounds simple to say just forget. You might not forget because, you know, you can have 1,000 people saying, oh, we love this, we love this, and one person says, I hate you, and we keep remembering only the one person. But with practice, the more you put your work out there, the more you detach yourself from your work, the more you realize and then turn pro, like Stephen Pressfield says. When you turn pro, you realize that your job is to do the work. And if anything is going to improve your ability to do the work well, then you take it gracefully. And that includes feedback. So that's what I want to talk about in today's episode. And if you want to give me feedback on the podcast so far, I'm very open to it. You know what my goal is to make 100 episodes of this podcast. I'm trying to keep it at 15 minutes. So far, this is 30 minutes and I like this. This is great. I love my energy this morning and I hope you're doing well wherever you are. I'm in the US and it's bad. Like, I've had weeks or days this week when I was feeling terrible. But then I'm reading Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, and I'm understanding a lot about humanity and how to really deal with a bunch of things that I never thought I could deal with. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like this, please share it. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do. And leave me a comment if you want to. If not, I will still see you tomorrow anyway. And I wish you the best on this journey of life. Enjoy every moment. Make use of feedback. Pick who you get feedback from and keep your eyes on the goal, because that will determine the kind of feedback that you get. It's been Kamga Chasa here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.